Welcome everybody, share number 787, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so interesting question that came up, not really so much part of our sugi right now. We're trying to finish off the various different halachas in our Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, and then we want to move on to probably Bezras Hashem to Simen Reish Ches, which talks a lot about the Bracha Mazonos. Of course, we went through many various different halachas in reference to the Bracha Mazonos, but just various different aspects of it. Also, the Bracha Bernefoshos, which we really didn't touch on, and also want to try and get into Bezras Hashem, Al HaMichi a little bit, and so on. The After Brachas, we didn't get into too much. We did do a lot of halachas of benching, but some of the other after brachas like Bernefoshes, Alamichia, Alagefen, and so on, we really didn't have a chance to touch on too much and possibly talk about the Malacha Mazonos a little, of all found over there in Simen Reish Ches. But the interesting question, a rabbi I'm very close with, brought to my attention, and it's, I just want to, talk about it for a couple of minutes. And that is, which could come up, I know even by myself, a person eats, and they're used to eating a certain way, let's say, right? For example, when a person washes on bread, right, we all understand, you have to bench, right, that we all understand. But as far as when it comes to an after brach, let's say a person is always used to making a bar nefashos, I know even by myself, certain people are on diets, they'll eat almond flour, various different type of dietary type flours and their food. Let's say a person eats cookies, cake, or Melba toast. And just give you an example, and it's all made out of amma flour. So that's all shahakol, and that would all be bar nefashos. And this is what the person for various different diet reasons eats every day. Let's say whatever the case is, and they're very used to making a bar nefashos. And it came out one time, or even possibly on Shabbos. And Shabbos probably is not too mistabra because of the fact that Shabbos people know you're washing on bread and challah, whatever, or matzah, whatever the case is. But let's say even during the week, a person is not used to it. Maybe they went to a simcha and they washed on regular bread. And they're used to, like, day after day, they eat their shahakal, or whatever the case is, and they're constantly making a bar nefashos, right? They eat these different type of things. I'm just giving an example of almond flour. It could be anything that entails a shahakal. I'm not going to go through all the various different things right now. But be it as it may, and they make a shahakal, and they make a bar nefashos, and now, boom, they ate bread. And they didn't chop themselves. So what happened at the end? At the end of the meal, they were rushing, whatever, and they made their regular bar nefashos like they always do. So now the question is, well, one second, they made their bar nefashos, and they're like, one second, I ate bread. Right, but they're so used to eating these shahakals and shahakal foods and making the bar nefashos. So they made the bar nefashos. The question is, do they have to bench? So the answer is, yeah, lemaisa, one would have to bench. One would have to go back and bench. In other words, the point is over here that the bar nefashos would not cover the benching. In other words, I'm not going to say, well, listen, it is what it is. I made my bar nefashos already, and I didn't realize, and this is what I'm used to doing. And okay, so next time I'll remember to bench. Now, it doesn't work like that. A person has to go back and make their and go back and bench. Now the same thing would be by, for example, let's say with Al HaMichya, which would come up even more so, and which is even closer to benching. The Paiskim talk about it. It's brought down halacha. Some Paiskim want to say possibly a deraisa. It's Bracha Me'en Shalish, whatever. It's very close to benching, and we're going to try and actually talk about it. In Simen Reish Ches over there that I just mentioned, the whole breakdown is over there in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishabura actually goes through, what do we mean by Mayin Sholosh as three? It's sort of like the three big brachas from benching. Benching we know is really four brachas. You have a time for Meitiv and so on. But so just the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishabura actually, over there they mention, the Mishabura mentions that, it's really that those are the three brachas that are deraisa. Tov Meitiv is Rabbanan, that's why we call it Shalosh, three. Okay, but be it as it may, we'll try and get into all that Bezras Hashem, when we cross that bridge, if you want to call it. And but now the question is, so now I made an alamichi, right? I'm used to eating crackers or whatever. I eat with my tuna fish crackers in my office, right, or whatever the case is. And I eat these various different type of either cookies or crackers or whatever it is, or tam-tams, and I eat it together with my tuna fish, and this is part of my lunch, and I'm very used to making a al hamichya, because the various different things that I eat for lunch, let's say every day, is entails a mezonos and entails a al hamichya afterwards. So now the question is, let's say one day I decided I brought a sandwich, right? And I ate my sandwich, and now I have to bench, right? I had rye bread or whatever the case is, but I'm so used to eating my, all these various different other foods that I usually eat for lunch, and usually it's mazonos. Let's say crackers, tum-tums, whatever. I'm just giving an example, right? It could be anything. So now I, you know, I didn't chop myself. I forgot that I ate a sandwich, and I'm just out of rote, which is really not a good thing. One has to be careful, you know, to concentrate what they're doing. But out of rote, I chopped, and I made an al-hamichya, right? I made an al-hamichya, and then I caught myself, 1 second, I made an al-hamichya. This time I ate bread. Every day I'm eating the crackers and this and that. And now I caught myself, and I actually ate the bread. What do I do? So again, the same thing is that halacha l'maisa, one has to go back and bench. There's a whole sugya in halacha with that. We're not going to get into it right now. Like I said, I'm just trying to bring it out right now because it was brought to my attention. It's an important thing that we have to keep in mind. And it does come up because we have to realize a person is used to a certain thing, ruggle bakach, you know, and they're used to making a certain after bracha all the time. You know, many people, I know even by myself, I can make a burn of fushes many times throughout the day. And then one time, a punkt happens, it comes up, you have a person has to bench because they happen to eat a sandwich with rye bread or whatever, or bread in general, right? And then they're just so used to making the burn of fushes, so they're so used to making the al hamichya, because of that's what they eat in most of the time, so they slip. So, but we have to keep in mind that one still would have to bench. You can't go and say, well, I made the al-hamichya. It is a shtickle of a machlokes. We're not going to get into it, like I said, right now, but lemaisa, bottom line is, be it as it may, one would have to bench. Whether you made the bar nefesh, you slipped up, you still have to go back and bench. Whether you made the al-hamichya, you slipped up, one would still have to go back and bench. So I just wanted to bring that out. It's an important point to keep in mind. And especially, you know, during the week when people are running, rushing, people are working, and we don't sometimes, you know, we lose track and it's hard to think half the time. But we have to know that these things are very important, and one would still have to go back and bench. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem, bracha, kol tov.